As our song indicated, Jehovah has delegated tremendous power and authority to his Son. Yet Jesus always proved himself lowly in heart. How might we imitate this aspect of Jesus' personality? Please listen as six of our brothers present this next symposium. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. We now invite Brother Jesse Hansen from the College Park Congregation in Grand Prairie to begin with, "Imitate Jesus' use of power, dear young ones."
So for all you dear young ones here today, I'd like to ask you a question. Why should you imitate Jesus instead of imitating the youths of this world? Well, the reason why is because Jehovah wants you, and he wants all young people to be happy. Yes, he wants you to be happy. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs 20. And verse 29, and notice what Jehovah says about you. So that's Proverbs 20, verse 29. It says there that the glory of young men is their strength. So you young people have a real advantage in this stage of your life. You have a strength. Many of you have energy, and you have opportunities that you won't have later in life. But what's the situation with youths of this world? Well, many of them are not happy. Why not? Well, it's because some of them, they squander their strength. They waste their time and they waste their resources on things that have no real value. There's no real meaning in the things they're pursuing. We can take, for example, we look at something that's very common amongst those that are in their late teens and early 20s is the use of drugs and drug abuse. Very prevalent. Have you noticed that? So the reason why you should imitate Jesus is that in contrast with youths of this world, you can be happy. And you can rejoice in your youth because you're combining your strength with Jehovah's blessing and with his support. So what good reason to imitate Jesus? But what is there about Jesus that you should imitate? Well, Jesus set unselfish priorities. Can you imagine what Jesus, with his perfect mind and his perfect body, could have accomplished or could have excelled at had he been selfish? Well, what kind of an athlete could he have been? What kind of a gifted inventor could he have been? Well, the possibilities are limitless of what Jesus could have done in these areas. But no, instead, Jesus set unselfish priorities. He cultivated a real love, a sincere love for spiritual things. As an example, do you remember when Jesus was only 12 years old and his parents had lost track of him in Jerusalem? We learned about that yesterday. We saw what happened. We saw where his parents found him. They found him in the temple. But what was he doing in the temple? Do you remember? Well, he was amazing the teachers with his level of understanding. And he was only 12 years old, and he was amazing them. But when Jesus' parents found him, they asked him a question. They said, "Why did you do this to us? You know, we've been looking frantically for you." Remember Jesus' answer to them when they asked that question? Jesus said, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in the house of my Father?" So what does that tell you about Jesus by his response? Well, that even at the young age of 12 years old, he already had a personal relationship with Jehovah. For work, he learned a common trade as a carpenter, likely from his adoptive father, Joseph. But unselfishly, when it was Jehovah's appointed time, Jesus accepted his special assignment as the Messiah. And you know, in modern times, we have ones that have a similar attitude that Jesus had, and they themselves are imitating Jesus. For example, if we think of Charles Taze Russell, do you know how old he was when he took on great responsibility in Jehovah's organization? Well, he formed the first Bible study classes to really look into the Bible, to get the truth from God's Word, when he was only 18 years old. He started publishing Bible-based literature when he was only 25 years old. And the actual magazine we still use to study this day, The Watchtower, that was began being published in 1879, and Brother Russell was only 27 years old when he began publishing and circulating that journal. What a good example of a young person putting Jehovah first. Brother Knorr is another fine example of imitating Jesus and using his power. He actually joined Bethel when he was 18 years old. He was appointed the factory manager when he was only 27. A year later, at 28, he became a director in the organization. Of course, there have been many. There have actually been countless others right up to our day that have pursued similar goals and have imitated Jesus at an early age. And no doubt, we all have them in our congregations here today. But we'd like to take the opportunity to interview some of the young ones in our region who are extending themselves in Jehovah's service. So first of all, we'd like to talk to Brother Levi Nuttall. He's 20 years old, and he's serving as a regular pioneer in the Swahili group of the Parkdale congregation. So you told me it was the elders who initially encouraged you to think about expanding your service by joining Swahili. So what helped you to reach that goal?
Well, of course, Jehovah played a huge part in making that decision. But something else that really made a deep impact on me was when I visited the group and I could see the joy that my brothers had in serving Jehovah in their own language. You could tell from the whole meeting just how much they appreciated that opportunity and how happy they were that they could serve Jehovah in the language of their heart. It was really from then on that I knew I wanted to try to learn.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do you feel about your decision now?
Well, I'm really happy about it. Not only is the ministry extremely enjoyable, but being able to support my brothers in this way is a true privilege for me because I get to share in their joy. But more importantly, I can see firsthand how Jehovah cares for all of his sheep, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Well, thank you for that. Let's now interview Brother Alex Minoli. He's 25 years old, and he's serving as a ministerial servant and a regular pioneer in the brand new River Valley Edmonton French congregation. So why did you choose to pursue this avenue of service?
Well, to start, I decided to just go to one meeting. I soon realized I had the circumstances, and I wanted to be as useful as possible. And 5 years later, I'm still so glad that I made the decision to join.
Oh, very good. That's excellent. So the fact that you've been privileged to serve in French for 5 years now definitely shows Jehovah's blessed your efforts. What else has helped you, though, to reach your goal?
My family and my congregation have been a huge support. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do any of this. And I stuck to it. And what I've seen over time is my ability in both the language and the preaching ability improve.
Good. How do you feel about your decision now?
Well, I can't even begin to describe how happy I am for making my decision to join. I'm blessed with a wonderful territory, a wonderful calls, and even Bible studies. And in the French congregation, what I found was a second family that I've grown to love.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. So there's a sample of some of the young ones in our region who have chose to extend themselves in Jehovah's service. So what choices are put before all you young ones here today? Well, really, there's two paths that are put before you. When we think of Jesus and we think of Satan, we see the two paths. You know, Jesus and the angel who became Satan, They were both created perfect. They both had free will. They could choose whichever path they wanted to choose. They were not pre-programmed. Jesus, he always chose to use his power to do Jehovah's will. Satan, on the other hand, he chose to use his power selfishly. So Jehovah's given you young ones the same marvelous gift. He's given you the gift of free will. He doesn't force you to serve him. He leaves that up to you. You have the choice what you're going to do. What does Satan want you to do? Well, he wants you to be selfish. He wants you to succumb to the temptations that he puts before you. What does Jehovah want for you? Well, look at Proverbs 23 and 26. This is what Jehovah wants for you. Proverbs 23 and 26 says, "My son," we could say, "my daughter, do give your heart to me, and may your eyes take pleasure in my ways." So Jehovah is appealing to all you dear young ones. He trusts that you're going to make the right decision, and he appeals to you by saying, "Give your heart to me. Take pleasure in my ways." And if you choose to do so, he guarantees that you're going to be happy. You're going to succeed in life, and you will have great blessings forever.